tractor project years ago and always enjoyed that. Raider Auction Company, Raider Implement Company at the day and time was one of the places we came and learned a lot. That's when you had six or seven tractor dealers, I think, in Hopkinsville back in those days. Mary Elizabeth Coleman, obviously you're growing up right here in the business. Tell us what's going on from your world these days.
Oh, just Delbert's keeping me busy. He is.
How's this last auction sale? Y'all went good for you guys, it sounded like.
It did really well. We sold, I think it was 82%. It was a very good day.
Very good. So what's your role during auction day? What do you do on auction day?
Oh, during the auction, I'm in here in the office, tending to customers. We do a lot of business online. So the people who have winning bids online, I have to get them registered, get their invoices out, and just keep in communication with them.
Truly a family affair because it takes all you guys to make it run, plus Amy and a lot of other folks that help you on auction day too.
It is. It is very much a family affair. All of us kids are down here working at some point during the auction. We have Amy. She's been here 20 years. Don't tell her I said that because it'll embarrass her. But she has been here 20 years. And so she's basically one of us.
She started when she's 5 years old, didn't she?
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
We'll claim that, right? That's good. So, you know, obviously your role is pretty important there. But when you're not having auctions, you have a lot of role in this business too.
Yes, I keep up with all of our inventory. Every time we buy a piece or sell a piece of equipment, it goes through me. I keep up with our website, all of our advertising. If you see a picture of a piece of equipment owned by Raider Auction Company on Fastline, Tractor House, Facebook, anywhere like that, I've taken that picture.
Yeah, you're the photographer, huh?
Yes, yes.
Sounds like a good role, though. You obviously enjoy working here with Dad every day.
I do. I grew up in the equipment business, and there's nowhere else I'd rather be.
What age did you start?
Well, five. Seems like it. Now, we started doing the auctions when I was in middle school, and I haven't missed an auction yet.
Really? Not haven't missed an auction? No vacation or anything, huh?
What's a vacation?
Right, exactly. Not during auction time. You plan them around the auctions, don't you?
Exactly, yes. You've got to be here during auction.
I know you enjoy working with the customers during auction. Pretty important time for you, too.
Yes, all these customers, we have ones that have been around for years and years. We're all just friends, and we love seeing them come back and doing business with them. And we also have a lot of new customers that come in all over the U.S., some outside of the U.S. But it's really neat to see all these new customers that we have just learning about us.
Any particular auction item out there that sold this last time that you really thought, I really liked that piece of equipment and really was surprised at how it sold or anything out there? Anything stand out?
Well, it's hard for me to see what brought what until the Monday after the auction. Yes. I always like to see what the bigger tractors and combines bring because that's always neat. There's nothing really in particular. We did have this one 8R310 out here, and I was really looking forward to seeing what that brought, and it did very well.
So it's interesting to watch, though, I know from your standpoint, and kind of learn what your dad's been doing all these years.
Yes, one thing he has taught all of us is you stay on top of the market. You be watching all the different sites every day, seeing what, you know, just how much everything is.
Very important. Mary Elizabeth, appreciate the role you play here, and I think you do a great job with it. Obviously, you enjoy being here with Dad every day, and what you couldn't ask for a better situation.
That's right. I love it.
And go back home to the farm and have some chickens. I understand you're in the egg business, too, huh?
I am in the egg business.
If you're looking for eggs, contact Mary Elizabeth.
That's right.
need to feed those chickens, don't you?
Exactly.
That's right. And she's serious. She probably has some eggs, she'd say, if you need some eggs. So.